Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A new report says 20 military veterans committed suicide every day on average in 2014. The report from the Department of Veterans Affairs is the first actual count of suicides among veterans. It shows record high numbers of suicides among young men just out of the military and a growing suicide trend among female vets. New Yorkers are being urged to check in on elderly neighbors and relatives during the hot spell, Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Beth Shapiro of City Meals on Wheels says seniors need a little more attention during heat like this, and we can help.
Make sure they have water, if their air conditioner's on, fans are turned on, and that they're keeping as cool as possible.
Shapiro says if the senior seems dehydrated, dizzy, dry mouth, rapid heartbeat, flushed skin, call 911 right away. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And Snapchat is creating a memories tab so people can store snaps and stories to watch or share again later. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Republicans call out Democrats for blocking gun control legislation. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with more.
The Speaker of the House is calling out Democrats for blocking gun control measures and wanting to hamper law enforcement. Speaker Paul Ryan said Democrats want to take guns away from gun owners without giving those gun owners their day in court.
There isn't a person in Congress that wants a terrorist to get a gun. But we also want to make sure that we do not undermine those ongoing terrorist investigations that law enforcement is conducting. And as I have said, we are not going to compromise the Constitution. We are not going to infringe upon anyone's rights without due process. This is very important.
Ryan said Republicans are bringing to the floor bills to help combat mental health issues. Ryan says mental health issues contribute to gun violence. I'm Jason Wirth. Issues contribute to gun violence. I'm Jason Wirth.
Comedian Bill Cosby expected to return to a Pennsylvania courtroom today for another pretrial hearing in a sexual assault case. The 78-year-old entertainer is charged with allegedly drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home more than 10 years ago. His lawyers expected to argue that their client's due process rights were violated when he was unable to confront his accuser at a previous preliminary hearing in May. And the soldier in prison for leaking classified materials to WikiLeaks is in the hospital. Now attorneys for Chelsea Manning say they can't contact their client. The Army confirmed that Manning was taken to a hospital near the U.S. Disciplinary Barracks at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas on Tuesday. There are reports that Manning tried taking her own life. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll have my take on Flemington's newest and perhaps greatest venue, the Filling Station, which opened for business last week. I'll also be talking about how to build a powerful LinkedIn presence, why you should never overlook cash flow management, and the six steps for creating a strong company culture. It's Thursday, July 7th, 2016, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we got to check the weather, and we are in the middle of our first heat wave of the season, which means we are going to have temperatures in the 90s for at least three consecutive days. There is also an air quality warning in effect for today, as well as a flash flood warning and thunderstorm watch. So we're currently at 87 degrees at 12:06, and the forecast shows that for today, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 92 and a low of 70. There's also, as I mentioned, a chance of a few thunderstorms in the area. Tomorrow, we're going to have partly cloudy skies with the potential of a couple of thunderstorms and a high of 94. More storms at night with a low of 70. For Saturday, or as I call it, Meet the Future In-Laws Day, we're going to have mostly sunny skies with a chance of a shower or two late in the day, a high of 90 degrees and a low of 67. And for Sunday, the heat wave will break with a high of 84 degrees and a low of 61 under mostly sunny skies. Current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently down 26.60 to 17,892.02. The NASDAQ is up 5.82 to 4,864.98. S&P 500 is down 1.64 to 2,098.09. Oil's dropped $1.11 to $46.32 per barrel, and gold is down $8.20 to $1,358.90 an ounce. Well, let's see. What has gone on in the last week since we got together? And obviously a whole lot. On the national scene, the big news coming out of Washington this week was that although she was careless, Hillary Clinton will not face any charges, or at least the FBI is recommending that she not face any charges for her email using a personal server for classified information. Over 100 breaches of security and 8 top secret breaches of security. And I want any of you to do that in your workplace. Give out classified information, give out proprietary information, and then, you know, of course, now that the precedent is set, you simply say, but that's okay, you know, because if Hillary's not going to be charged, why should I be fired? Absolutely ridiculous. Can't believe that that's even going on. What a charade. So now the stage is set, the ring is set, the lights are on, and in this corner we have Donald Trump, and in this corner we have Hillary Clinton. The conventions are coming up shortly, so that'll be good theater and something to watch. And still on the Republican side, not sure, but there is a draft, a third candidate movement going on, so that will be something to watch for if that ever does materialize. And it was reported last night that Bernie Sanders most likely will concede to Hillary Clinton probably by next Tuesday, which would open the floor for her to be the nominee for the Democratic Party. Last Thursday night, as I mentioned, I was the announcer at the Bazelone Bowl, which helps the Bazelone Foundation in honor of Gunnery Sergeant John Bazelone, Medal of Honor recipient from Raritan Borough. Had a great time at Somerville High School announcing the game versus the Devil Dogs and the Leathernecks. The Devil Dogs did win that game 21 to 13. A great time was had by all, and something that I think we can all get around and support in future years, helping veterans' causes with something like the Bazelone Bowl. That was the fourth annual. Looking forward to number 5 next year. And, of course, the big news for me was that got my Plymouth back a couple of weeks ago. It actually stops at the stop signs now, and took her out for a couple laps around the neighborhood, up the highway, and just having a great time with that. So it's all good. in regards to Dolly, which was named right here on this program and on my on the email newsletter that we send out when we had the contest for the Name My Car contest.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
Well, there's Alan Jackson with his classic song, Pop a Top Again. And there were a couple of tops popped last Friday and Saturday night here in Flemington, all for good reason. The Flemington Community Partnership Board had approached the Borough Council about taking over the old Heinlein property. Volunteers came in from Unity Bank to clean it out. Other volunteers from Lowe's and their Heroes program came in and built benches, planters, planted flowers, a fence, Crown Trophy. We came in and put up the new logo that was designed by Russ Zaborowski for the filling station. Little Brothers and Soul Restaurant provided beer and wine on Friday and Saturday nights, respectively. And just a great time was had by all. It's called the Filling Station, and it is basically a beer garden right here in Flemington. Now, on a typical Friday night, you might see 20 people on Main Street. So as of 9 o'clock on Friday night, and keep in mind there was a huge thunderstorm that rolled through the area just about 20 minutes before we were going to open. And so what happened was the rain pushes out just 10 minutes before we're going to open the gates, and everybody comes in. On Friday night, as of 9 o'clock p.m., 837 people had visited, come in and out of the beer garden known as the Filling Station. And then on Saturday night, and keep in mind this was Saturday night of July 4th weekend, so you figure everybody's at the shore, at parties or something like that, over 450 more people came down. We posted pictures on Facebook. We've tweeted about it. People are sharing the post. Great press from the TapInto.net network, from Hunterdon County Democrat. This was a soft opening, and to get that many people was huge. So 1,300 people over two nights, absolutely phenomenal. Now, the Filling Station is going to be open every weekend, except next weekend. I'll explain why in a minute. But it's going to be open every Friday and Saturday night from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. And it was just a great atmosphere where people were coming in. Some were buying, beer or wine from the vendors. Others were ordering food. Grateful Bites was there both nights. I think Bluefish Grill is going to be there this week cooking on site. So they had a chance to get some food. Kids were playing cornhole. There was at the time, because of the rain, it was a pretty big puddle. And there was a couple little girls there with some rain boots on. And they were just splashing around having a great time. The cool thing was looking at the age range, and one of the challenges that the Flemington Community Partnership faces is, what are we trying to rebuild and rebrand when we talk about Flemington? And you have to figure out, and this is a process. It's not going to be done in 6 months. It's not going to be done in 1 year, but it's going to take 5, 10, 15 years to reinvigorate this town. A lot of people have said that the fate of Flemington rests on the future of the Union Hotel, and they couldn't be more wrong if they tried. So as we start to figure out what this town wants to be or will be in 15 or 20 years, we have to figure out who is our audience. The cool thing about Friday and Saturday night at the beer garden was the age range. You had people there in their early 20s, say from 25 on up into their 70s, sitting around tables, playing different games, talking. It was just a great night. I could not be prouder to be a part of an organization like the Flemington Community Partnership. Kudos go out to Judy Goodwin, our executive director, and Paul Marciano, our chairman. Again, to Grateful Bites, to the entire Flemington Community Partnership Board, to the Borough Council, the mayor, and Brian Swingle, who is our liaison with the Borough Council, the DPW for the work they did, Lowe's and the Lowe's Heroes volunteers who came out, Fletcher Electric, who donated a lot of the electrical work, Unity Bank, and again, Little Brothers and Soul Restaurant for making it a terrific night. Now, again, the cool thing that I liked about this was how many people would either copy and paste and then post items that we had posted about the whether it was pictures or newspaper articles to their pages, and then doing direct messaging to their friends saying, hey, we got to try this. We got to get out there. And we're hoping that you will join us as well every Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 10 p.m. at the filling station. It's the old Heinlein Garage on Main Street here in Flemington. The cool thing that I liked was 2 days before we opened the filling station, there was a great article posted on Facebook about the 20 best beer gardens in Philadelphia. And so my goal is to get our beer garden on the same list or on a different list for the state of New Jersey, because I think this is something that is going to bring people in from east to west, north to south. This could be the meeting place. And I encourage all businesses, especially on a Friday night, stay open late one night and see if you can't get some overflow traffic. I know that the Grill Shack restaurant was packed at around 8 or 8:30 p.m. last Friday night, simply because after people had a beer or a glass of wine, they decided, hey, let's go get something to eat. They walked down Main Street, and the Grill Shack was the closest restaurant, and so they benefit from that. So, again, kudos to the Flemington Community Partnership on the new beer garden known as the filling station. And the cool thing, we got a great logo, kind of resembles an old Chevron gas station sign, and has a little Route 66 element into it. Some very cool coloring. T-shirts will be up for sale next week, first in our store at Crown Trophy of Flemington, and then on site we'll be setting up a concession so that we can sell T-shirts for the filling station. My goal there is that one day I'm walking down Main Street and I just see a ton of people wearing their filling station T-shirt. So that's news on the filling station. Currently 12:16. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. The program is called Taking Care of Business, and we'll be right back after this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gano, your host and the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington. So glad you could join us on this sweltering hot day during our first heat wave of the summer. So stay cool and remember, stay hydrated on days like today, especially if you're working outdoors. There is an air quality warning in effect, which means small children and the elderly should be told to stay indoors, preferably in air conditioning, so that they don't have problems with their respiratory systems later in the day. One of the most powerful tools in business right now is LinkedIn. It's kind of like the Facebook for professionals, if you will. And it's kind of how they build themselves when they first started out. But it's a networking platform where you can post your profile, almost like posting your resume and a picture and everything like that, and then tell people about yourself. You can join various groups that may be industry specific to you. And then occasionally you can put up new information about yourself. A new feature is that now just about anybody can write articles that other subscribers to LinkedIn might find useful. So if you have the wherewithal and the talent to write, say, a 6 or 7 paragraph article that pertains to a certain aspect of business, then I would encourage you to post it, because the more activity you have on your profile, the more people are going to want to get to know you and connect with you. But how do you build that powerful LinkedIn presence? Now, if referrals are a primary driver for your business's growth, you're going to benefit from an expansive and targeted network. So if you say, yes, that's exactly what I am, then you need to have that powerful presence on LinkedIn, because it can have a very significant impact on your business's success. Now, the business-oriented social network counts more than 400 million users, which almost certainly includes your target audience or potential referral partners. So how do you establish a presence on LinkedIn that will drive new business? Well, here are 4 steps that might help. Now, the first is to establish your plan. You want to set yourself up for success with an organized, goal-oriented plan of action. Now, just like any marketing effort, commitment to a consistent plan is key to getting results. So you want to establish designated times of the day to dedicate to LinkedIn. It doesn't take much. Take 10 minutes, a day just as a start. And what you want to do is look for the groups that apply to you. So if you're an accountant, obviously you want to join groups that are focused on accounting. If you're in marketing and PR and things like that, same thing. What groups are and trust me, there are groups for just about everything. Don't forget to join alumni groups as well from colleges that you may have attended, because very often you'll find that there are people in higher positions than you that went to the same college, and now that you have some common ground, it's easy to reach out to them and make connections. Number 2, you want to optimize your profile. Now, optimizing your account by using a tagline that clearly shows users how you can help them rather than listing just account manager or founder, use that space to captivate your audience. And this tagline will show in searches with something like instigating small business growth. Include keywords throughout your profile that you know your audience is searching for. If possible, include a client's story in the About section to provide social proof of the results that you help your clients to achieve. Another thing you also want to do is you'll see a portion in LinkedIn where you can endorse people for certain skills. Very often I'll get endorsed for customer service, for sales and marketing, for leadership, whatever the category is, and very often LinkedIn will just auto-populate these. Endorse other people that you want to get to know so that now there is a connection with you that they can identify with. And number 3, you want to get in front of your audience. So identify at least 2 groups with high levels of activity that are geared toward your target audience or your prospective partners. You want to become active in these groups by answering questions and sharing valuable resources that solve pain points and position you as a credible expert. People have to know a couple of things about you: who you are, where you are, and what you do. And when you start sharing those resources and when you start establishing yourself kind of as that expert status, that's when people are going to want to start following you and hear what you have to say on a regular basis. And number 4, you want to connect with a purpose. Now, using LinkedIn search to narrow down the audience you want to connect with and send personalized messages when requesting to connect is very important. So rather than sending a promotional sales message, share a valuable piece of content that you've written or provide a genuine compliment for something you find on their profile or website. Remember to follow up where appropriate and gear all of your efforts towards reaching your goals. So you may want to think about going to someone's website. Let's say there's a person that you really want to connect with. They're high up in a company. go to their website. What functionality do you like that you can compliment them on and say, hey, I was just on your website and I found it so easy to use and I got all the answers I needed. Great job. Hope to be able to, you know, connect with you on LinkedIn or on other platforms. Compliment them, you know, shower them with kindness, and then, you know, go in for the kill and connect with the purpose. LinkedIn is also now one of the greatest sites and one that recruiters are using on a regular basis to find new talent. So a complete profile is key to your success. Now, I've been on LinkedIn probably since it started, and just the other day I got a request from somebody. All it had was their name and their city. I didn't have a title. I didn't have an industry. So I don't know why they're trying to connect with me. Maybe they like this show. Maybe they're interested in trophies. Maybe they want to sell me something. But if I don't know anything about you, not even a little bit about you, I will not connect. So, and as you enter your information on LinkedIn, you're going to see a little kind of a pie chart that will tell you how complete your profile is. And I think mine is at 95%, and I can't figure out what the missing 5 is. It may be something to do with my education, but list where you went to college. List what any certifications that you have, any volunteer activities. You'll see each one. Fill something out for each field until you start getting closer to that 75, 80, 90% profile, and then it'll hint to you what areas you're missing, but you want to make sure that you're as complete as possible because people need to know, you know, what you're all about before they decide that they're going to connect with you. So you want to make sure that your profile is as complete as possible. And like I said, nowadays, and I'm going to go off topic just a little bit, if you go for a job interview and the hiring manager is contemplating you or another candidate and you have equal skills, you know, a lot of times it's what they learn about you that's going to determine whether or not they're going to hire you. Maybe one candidate is an Eagle Scout and the other was not. Maybe one candidate played team sports and the other did not. So something has to set you apart from the competition. Your LinkedIn profile may do just that. The other profile that you have to be very careful of, because every company is doing it now, the government is doing it now, is your Facebook page. And you think it's innocent, it's just, you know, places to post pictures of your cat or the party that you had over the weekend. But if every picture has a similar theme, you're sitting there holding a red Solo cup, your eyes are just a little glassy, you know, for women, if how to put this delicately, but if you're at a party and you look like the life of the party, even for men, that translates negatively towards the hiring manager. So you want to make sure that, you know, your pictures are not going to tell a different story than the one you're telling to the interview manager. So you want to make sure that your profile isn't giving out too much information about you. So just some great information there regarding your LinkedIn profile. Make sure it's complete and then connect with as many people as possible, join as many groups, and then again, whether you've published something that you feel is worthy of being posted that people might have an interest in, you'll start to build that following. All right, now that you're in business, you probably should have money to run it. So you need to make sure that you can get a line of credit when you need it. This topic comes up all the time in business, especially with when you offer terms of like net 30 or something like that, where a lot of times the people who owe you the money will stretch that out to net 45, net 60, sometimes net 90 plus. But small businesses will seek lines of credit more than any other type of financing. 47% of small employers applied for financing in 2015, and the majority of those applications were for business lines of credit, according to the Federal Reserve's 2016 Small Business Credit Survey. Nearly half of those firms received less than the amount of financing for which they'd applied. The reasons for those financing shortfalls illustrate the weak points that can cripple your attempts to secure a line of credit if your small business really needs it. These are the reasons small business owners reported being turned down for the total amount of financing they requested from lenders. Some experienced one or more of the following. 32% had insufficient collateral. 30% had weak business performance. 28% had low credit scores. 28% had insufficient credit histories. And 3% had inadequate documentation. As a result, these business owners were unable to meet expenses, delayed expansion plans, passed on a business opportunity, or dipped into their personal funds to patch their budgets. Now, you don't want to put yourself in this position, so you can avoid it by taking these three steps. One, establish a business credit history. Now, instead of paying for business expenses using your personal accounts and credit cards, take out credit cards in your business name, or pay for operating expenses from a business bank account. Monitor and work to improve your business credit history on an ongoing basis, and use credit cards wisely. Number two, always monitor your credit score. Business creditors consider different factors when determining your credit score, so you want to manage your accounts payable so as not to negatively impact your business credit score. Monitor and repair your credit if your score begins to slip. You also want to keep your personal credit in good shape. Lenders pay attention to small business owners' personal credit scores when considering business lines of credit. Yours should reflect well on you and your business. And for more information on this, we're going to be replaying our interview with On Deck Online Capital Funding when I go away to Texas in 2 weeks, so that you can hear more from a commercial lender on what it is they're looking for when they try to determine whether or not you're a good risk for a potential loan. It's time to take a break for a news update and some weather. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the simple mistake that will stunt your small business growth. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Committee on Oversight and Government Reform will come to order.
FBI Director James Comey is on the hot seat over his recommendation that Hillary Clinton not be prosecuted for her handling of classified materials when she was Secretary of State.
It seems that there are two standards, and there's no consequence.
That was Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz. On Tuesday, Comey said the likely Democratic presidential nominee was extremely careless in her use of a personal email account and private server, but claims no laws were broken. The Justice Department has accepted Comey's recommendation and has closed the case. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is having private meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It comes as two Republican senators have reportedly taken their name off Trump's list of possible running mates. They include Tennessee's Bob Corker and Iowa's Joni Ernst. This is USA Radio News.
In the best of times, things are pretty easy. But when things go wrong, are you prepared for your family? Hi, this is Rusty Humphries. Let me tell you about my good friends at Numana. Numana is a company that makes the best storable foods available anywhere in the world. It's easy to prepare. It's long-term food storage that has organic superfoods that are superior products to help your family thrive in any situation. These hearty foods are made with only the best healthy, natural ingredients. And let me tell you, my friends at Numana, they avoid the chemicals and the processes that have been found to make people sick. You don't want that. There's no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, no added MSG, no chemical preservatives, no soy, just the best foods to be available in the worst of times. You can find it all on the website, usaradiofood.com. usaradiofood.com. Find out more at usaradiofood.com.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com. And before we continue with the program, brief check of the weather shows temperature is currently 87 degrees at 1232. Today we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 92 and a low of 70. Also a chance of a few thunderstorms in the area, as well as the health advisory in effect for poor air quality. For tomorrow, we're going to have a partly cloudy day with the potential of a couple of thunderstorms, a high of 94, and more storms at night with a low of 70. For Saturday, or as I call it, Meet the Future In-Laws Day, we will have mostly sunny skies with a chance of a shower or two late in the day with a high of 90 and a low of 67. And for Sunday, it'll be the heat wave breaks with a high of 84 and a low of 61 under mostly cloudy skies.
Every way we be taking care of business.
Well, I mentioned during the little weather break there that Saturday is Meet the In-Laws Day, so we're getting excited about that. My son got engaged back in February to a young lady from Long Island, and so her parents and her brother and sister are coming out to spend the afternoon and evening with us on Saturday, so we get to know each other, talk about the future plans. The wedding's not till 2018, but you know, we thought it would be a good idea if we got to know each other beforehand, and you know, we'll share embarrassing stories of our kids, as parents often do, and then hopefully have a good night and become good friends so that there's not that animosity that sometimes happens amongst in-laws. I know that wouldn't happen on our end. I hope it won't happen on theirs, but we will find out whether this is going to be the Ganos and the D'Alessandros, a great friendship, or the Hatfields and the McCoys. But all that takes place Saturday afternoon. Well, there are. I started this story last week, and I cut it short because it was a little bit long, and I wanted to make sure that we talked about it in full. There's a simple mistake that can stunt your small business growth, and obviously I want you to not make it. So it's all about time and making the time to market your small business. And if you say that you don't have the time, well, you're not alone. 68% of small business owners said that they set aside time for marketing but end up spending that time on other things. So this is the business equivalent of building a ballpark but never printing tickets. Ignoring your marketing is a surefire way to kill your sales. And if you kill your sales, you will kill your business. Now, you can have the best product in the world, but if nobody can find you, you're not going to sell anything, said Heather Harmon, who's Manta's marketing manager. Small businesses cite marketing as their number one challenge, Harmon added. So which type of online marketing do you find most difficult and time-consuming? 22% said social media marketing was most difficult, while 19% said website maintenance, 18% cited public relations, 14% said blogging or content marketing, another 14% said email marketing, and 13% said SEO/SEM. So, obviously, it takes time, but how many times do you find yourself a day on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Pinterest? So while you're there looking at someone's cat, checking out their latest recipe, you could be using that time to market your business. Now, marketing is subtler than sales. Its principles are more fluid than finance and other operational tactics. Often, the payoffs of marketing aren't as clear on your balance sheet, and that can lead a busy business owner to push marketing to the bottom of the to-do list. On top of that, the fast-paced changes of Google Ads, local search, and social media platforms can further discourage small business owners from delving into digital marketing. But that's a mistake for your operation, especially in an age when the majority of customers are using the internet to research, discover, find businesses, and then buy their products and services. Because marketing is moving to the digital space, it can seem daunting, but the same principles apply online as well as offline, said Harmon. She distilled marketing down to two big points that any small business owner can handle. You have to talk to the right audience. Are your customers homeowners, say, looking for a landscaper, or are they car owners looking for a decent body shop in the neighborhood? These are two very different groups of potential customers looking for two very different services. Reach your potential customers by keeping your message narrow. Write social media posts and ads for your specific group. Focus on the customers that are in your city or region. Every day, companies like Google and Facebook are making it easier to target your marketing only to those people likely to patronize your business. It will save you time, money, and make your marketing more manageable. And you also have to solve your customers' problems instead of trying to sell them something. Have you ever been approached in a store or on a car lot by a salesperson who beats you over the head with a sales pitch? It's a real turnoff to be badgered by a product by someone who hasn't considered your needs. Remember that when you market to your customers, take time to get to know them. Learn what they need, what they want, what they have to spend. Good marketing is about building a long-term relationship with your customers, not making a quick one-off sale. I'm going to totally go off script here for a minute. My son showed me a new app. It's called Any.do. It's available in the App Store or the Google Play Store. So basically what this is a task manager. And I've been using this for about 3 weeks, and man, am I getting a lot done? So it's Any.do, and basically what you are doing, it's kind of like a calendar, only kind of in message format. So you plug in the tasks that you want to accomplish today. Then you can move them around in priority, you know, most important, second, third, etc. You can also put in tasks for tomorrow, upcoming, and then someday. So if you get a chance, just download that app. It's Any.do. And then start playing with it. Put in a couple of your top tasks, and maybe you want to include marketing in one of those. When you're done, you swipe your finger across the task, a line goes through it, and then you can delete it, but at least you know you've accomplished that task. So let's start doing that with our marketing and see if that doesn't prompt us to get the job done. So, again, any.do. Just looking through some of the topics that I have here for today. I did want to talk about this, as it was in the preview to the show, so don't want to leave anything off the table here. 6 steps for creating a strong company culture. Now, building a strong culture within a team is at the core of business success. You want a culture that recognizes and embraces shared values, attitudes, standards, and beliefs that characterize the goals of the organization. And it's a good idea to make sure it suits the best people who work at the company while making a positive impression on customers and anyone else associated with the business. Now, establishing a culture you believe in means having a clear and consistent vision and knowing how you'd like everyone, inside and outside, to view the company. Many old-school CEOs and leaders were often business operations first and people second-minded. But it's the people that make a business successful. The greater inclusion of people in the operation of the business has led to far more significant contributions by employees, which spill over to more appreciation from customers. So unless you are alone with nothing but technology, your business is built around people producing products and providing services for other people. It's a good idea to start by sitting down with your board of directors, your co-founders, or your managers to write down what your core values are and how you want to weave them into the DNA of your team. It's important that the founders uphold the culture from the very beginning. And to do so, the culture has to be more than just a shared vision. If you have a vision without a strategy, it will never be more than a vision. So here are some cornerstones of a solid business culture. First, you should be transparent. Now, at my company, we go over all the key metrics of the business with the entire company. The goal is for all employees to feel that they know the thinking, the responsibilities, and strategy at various levels of the company and can share ideas and feedback no matter who they are. When we introduced this several years back, we would talk to them about sales. So we would say, well, we did this much in sales this year, which is compared to last year. We say we've grown by X percentage. And that was good to a point. Until they started every time hearing that we were making more and more sales, then they wanted more and more salary. So then we had to introduce expenses. And when they started to hear about how much it costs for rent, for leasing equipment, for insurance and things like that, and payroll, all of a sudden they realized, there's not as much money as they thought. Jim's not leaving the business at the end of the day with a wheelbarrow full of cash. They also became more attuned to the cost of things and to the cost of mistakes. And as a result, mistakes went down, and how we purchase and order things improved dramatically. You also have to take time to disconnect. Now, we all need to hit that reset button once in a while. People can't come in early and leave late every single day without getting burnt out at some level. And while you want employees to have a work hard founders mentality, you need to recognize the work-life integration that exists and how significant it is to make sure you have personally fulfilled, clear-thinking people. It's important to understand that sometimes life will get in the way of business and everyone should be allowed to take care of pressing personal matters. Third, you want to have empowerment and a sense of freedom. You empower people not by micromanaging, erring on the side of giving people general guidelines rather than explicit detailed directions. Informed employees are more involved and empowered in a company. And the more freedom people have to take on tasks, manage them, find solutions, and execute them, the more they feel connected to and woven into the company's culture. You also want to give them some physical space. Now, if you haven't watched Susan Cain's TED Talk on introverts, I highly recommend it. She opened my mind to the idea that American businesses are built for extroverts down to the floor plans of our office spaces. And although open spaces are great for some, other people need to be able to close the door to be at their most productive. It's important to consider the comfort level of your employees before you decide how to lay out space or what type of office space to lease. You also want to talk to customers and employees. At different points in a company's maturation process, you're almost guaranteed to go through weeks or even months where you feel lost, where you haven't nailed a product market fit, or you're having challenges relating to your product or corporate vision. The natural tendency is to turn your attention to where you or your team went wrong. Another way to try to solve these problems is by talking to your customers. I go out and talk to customers to understand what works and what doesn't work in the product, says David Tomazuka, who's the CFO at Integrate. It also helps you refine your approach to know how you're going to market it, and probably the most important thing is it fires you up. You get a lot of enthusiasm from being out there and talking with customers and talking to people about your product. It's also important to touch base with your employees. As an executive, it's easy to get wrapped up in the minutiae and the day-to-day operations that you're not out on the front lines as a leader, Tomazuka adds. So many leaders I know never go out and talk to their employees without an agenda. I used to schedule time just to walk the halls and get a pulse on how the culture is doing, how the employees are doing, and build and develop relationships. Making personal connections makes such a difference. And number six, you want to take into account your organizational design. Simply put, organizational design is the processes, structure, and hierarchy that you put into place that allows you to put your culture into practice. It's how you do things. This will include your communication, company policies, team building, performance indicators, performance evaluations, division of responsibilities, and even how you schedule and run meetings. If designed well, everyone in the business can do his or her job more effectively, and your business culture will significantly be enhanced if the organizational design you put into place clarifies authority, responsibility, and accountability. So there are just a few thoughts on developing a strong company culture. Obviously, some companies do it well, others do not. But when they talk about things like transparency, disconnecting and giving people time to go to their children's recitals or something like that, their baseball games, empowering them, giving them a good working space. What I really liked in that story was the part about talking to the customers and the employees. You know, when you're sitting there in your office, a lot of times we like to think that we know everything, and very often we find out we don't. But your employees know how to do the job better. They know how to do it faster. They know how to do it cheaper. You just have to ask them. And obviously with the customers, they're going to be the first ones to tell you very honestly whether or not you're hitting the mark or not. So you want to make sure that you're getting that kind of feedback from them on a regular basis. New overtime rules are going to affect, and they are affecting small businesses by the end of the year. We're going to have that story when we return from the break. Currently, it's 12:45. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
Aw, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. So glad you could join us here. Approaching 5 years this September that 100 in Chamber Radio will have been broadcasting. So glad you've made us a part of your day, your week. A lot of people will listen to us in the archive portion. They may not be able to listen during the day, but you can always go to our website, 100inchamberradio.com. Check out the archive portion, find your favorite program, and then you can listen to past programs or this week's program if you didn't get a chance to listen live. But again, we are glad that you're able to join us here. New overtime rules are going to affect your business, so you need to know what is going on. First, it was the ACA, then it was minimum wage, and now if you're a small business owner, you may find yourself trying to decipher the new Department of Labor overtime rules. And they say that good things come in threes, but for the small business community, the hope is that this is the last of the major small business changes to interpret this year. Fear not. With a little bit of time and effort, you can navigate the changes in overtime to make sure that your business makes it smoothly through this adjustment as well. And while I know time is the one thing most of you have very little of, we'll try to make it easy for you to figure out if you're affected and how to best manage the situation going forward. A good place to go would be to the Manta website and watch their webinar, What Small Businesses Need to Know About the New Overtime Laws, for actionable advice on managing through the new overtime salary rule. Now, the new overtime regulations can seem confusing or even downright scary, but the first step is understanding what they are and how they may affect your business. So as of this December, the annual salary threshold for full-time employees to become exempt from overtime pay increases from $23,660 to $47,476. That's roughly double the salary floor employers have been held to since 1975. This means that any salaried employee making under $47,476 will be eligible to receive overtime pay beginning in December. This is a great time to get with your payroll provider and figure out whether or not any of your employees will be affected who previously were not. Now, as a small business owner, you need to figure out which of your employees may be in this class and how best to handle their pay going forward. There are a few things you can do to make sure you have your house in order. The first is determining if any employees are close to the new salary threshold. The second is deciding how you will handle all employee wages and salaries based on the needs of your business. Now, while there are several options, from keeping salaries the same but metering overtime to raising salaries to hiring additional employees, the right path will depend largely on your situation, your budget, and your growth plans. Now, change can be stressful, but it's important to remind yourself that change presents opportunity. And, of course, the folks at Manta and the Small Business Administration are there to help. So, hopefully, you'll be in line, ready to go coming December. But, again, the key element here is to take a look at the employees on staff, full-time employees. If anybody is in that threshold of between $23,660 and $47,476, then they would now be eligible for overtime pay. So if you had somebody making $35,000 who previously would not have gotten it, now they would be eligible, and you would end up having to pay them overtime wages. So you want to make sure that you are in compliance with that. Seeing where we're at, we got 12:51, so there's only about 5 more minutes left in the program. just seeing what we can cover in that time. Instagram has a new business feature, and it's introduced new and valuable features for business aimed at, in particular, at small to medium-sized companies that don't yet advertise on a social media platform. So a few of the features and tips on how to use them are as follows. First, and again, this is pertaining to Instagram, business profiles. Now, much like Facebook, profiles are different from business Facebook pages. Instagram's business profiles now offer you the chance to distinguish your company from all the individual users on the site. Instagram business profiles allow you to provide directions to your business, choose a way followers can contact you with one click, and more. Business profiles also unlock access to Instagram's new Insights analytics feature and give you the ability to promote your posts similar to Facebook. Now, while it's free to obtain, only those who have a business page on Facebook, Instagram's parent company, can set up an Instagram business profile and use these new features. Number two are insights. Now, up until now, the only quantifiable ways to measure the success of an Instagram post were the number of likes, comments, and video views. Instagram's new in-app insights feature provides businesses with a dashboard of info on post engagement. Using the Insights feature, you can see what time of day the post did best, the kinds of people who engaged with the post, and more. There's no charge for this service, and it's open to non-advertising businesses. And promotion. Businesses can now turn well-performing posts into ads right from the Instagram app. Add a call to action button and pay to promote the post. Now, while more robust Instagram advertising options are available through your Facebook business account, this feature is built for speed and convenience. Another great option when doing social media posting is the app Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. This way, let's say you're going to do a post. This past weekend, I had to do a lot of posting with regards to the beer garden, the filling station here in Flemington. So I have my Jim Gano page. I have the Crown Trophy page. I have the Taking Care of Business page. I'm an administrator of the Flemington Community Partnership page. And you just want to get the word out. There was a great article, so we wanted to send that link. So it was copy, paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. Eventually, I found Hootsuite. I only have to prepare the post once, and then I can click off which sites I want that to be posted to, and it happens to all of them simultaneously. So if you're ever looking to make multiple posts across multiple platforms, download the Hootsuite app, and hopefully you'll be able to save a little bit more time, as it were, from having to do multiple postings in multiple platforms. Well, again, I'm going to wrap it up today talking about the filling station because I hope to see everybody there tomorrow night. The other thing I want to do is direct you to the Facebook page of the Flemington Community Partnership. So if you go on Facebook, look up Flemington Community Partnership, and then like that page because you're going to get updates on what's happening not just with the filling station but here in Flemington. The Flemington Community Partnership is now fully funded as the budget was passed at last week's town council meeting. So they will begin both marketing the borough. They are reviewing the Roger Brooks plan that was developed last year and seeing what steps can be taken in the short term as they develop their long-term goals. So hopefully they will get your support. But the first way to support them is with the Facebook page and making sure that you like that. So again, tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the old Heinlein gas station on the corner of Main and William Streets will be another edition of the filling station. And you'll be able to go there, bring the kids if you'd like. It's an opportunity just to gather with friends, maybe meet friends and then go out to dinner, meet people you haven't seen for a while in a casual atmosphere. They have picnic tables. Judy Goodwin bought some games that you can play, like Connect Four and Jenga. I saw a chess set out there the other night and a couple of guys playing chess. So in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, here's an opportunity for you to get together. Hopefully the weather will be good and maybe enjoy a beer or a glass of wine and meet some old friends and have a great time. Again, thanks to the folks at Lowe's. Thanks to the Flemington Community Partnership, Fletcher Electric, Unity Bank, the DPW, everybody who participated in that. And keep an eye out on the Flemington Community Partnership because I think you're going to see some great things from them. And hopefully we want to create that buzz about Flemington again. So if you see a good posting on Facebook, feel free to share it, you know, and spread the word to all of your friends. We're going to take the marketing outside of the donut hole that is Flemington, and we're going to expand it about 30 or 40 miles. So we want to reach the folks in New York City. We want to reach the folks, you know, down near Philadelphia, reach the folks 40 or 50 miles west, anywhere where you can drive for an hour and get somewhere. We want to bring those folks here. If you can't get into the filling station because, you know, there's a backup of people, feel free to walk around Main Street, take a little stroll, and then come back a little later. And hopefully you'll be able to get in. But as I mentioned last week, over 1,300 people were able to visit over the course of 2 days. Very happy with those numbers and seeing the folks who are posting to their friends saying, hey, we got to try this out. Hopefully this is going to be a good thing for the borough for many years to come. In sports, in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the wreck-filled Coca-Cola 400 last Saturday night at Daytona. This week, the teams head to Kentucky for another night race this Saturday night at 8:04 p.m. on NBC. In golf, the Greenbrier Classic has been canceled this weekend due to the devastating floods in West Virginia a few weeks ago. The Greenbrier Country Club suffered severe damage to the course, and as a result of those storms, plus with everybody involved in cleanup, they felt that this was not a good time to be bringing in a professional sporting event. In Major League Baseball, the regular season is underway, and the Orioles, Indians, and Rangers lead their divisions in the American League, while the Nationals, Cubs, and Giants lead their divisions in the National. In NCAA Baseball, the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina have won the College World Series to claim their first national championship in baseball. In NCAA Basketball news, legendary basketball coach Bobby Knight will be a speaker at the Republican National Convention. And if you thought Donald Trump didn't have a filter, I can't wait to hear what Bobby has to say. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And don't forget the filling station at the patio tomorrow night here in Flemington at 5 p.m. Be good.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. What else?
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.